fashion
旅行
，
小资情调 consultant
快乐，
温馨
bubbly
无厘头
，with great personalities comes great responsibility。
Easy FM
每天中午11点到1点 ATW 摩天轮。
This we can have.
Now, welcome to the second hour of ATW on CRS Easy FM.
Did you say ATW?
ATW. 刚才休息的时候呢，吃了一些甜食，现在嗓子齁住了啊！欢迎大家继续收听我们今天的节目啊！除了亚杰以外呢，我们请来的是优质备胎 John from China Drive. 他的中文名字叫艾强。
Yeah, I'm not just a spare wheel, am I?Is that what you think I am?
优质备胎，你应该把重点放在优质这两个字上面。Like one of the best qualities.
Oh.
这个另外一位呢，我们今天直播间又多了一位，也是 China Drive 的一位新生力量，Dimitri from China Drive, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Dimitri, is that your name?
Yeah, my English name, Dimitri.
Okay, because this is always confusing for me working in a Chinese office.
你们都是同一个团队的，你居然不知道人家的名字，太说不过去了。
No, okay, look, it's not that I didn't know his name, okay? It's just that in the office, we always just call him Wang Wei. We never call him Dimitri.
那是因为 John, 你的中文非常的好。
Yes.
你管谁你都叫人家的这个中文名字。
Well, it's just confusing. I mean, either go with Chinese or go with English. Anyway.
You can go with Chinese, yeah.
你们关于这些内部的矛盾下去自己解决哈，我们先聊。聊一聊今天的话题，就是这个 holiday desserts， 关于西方的这些甜点。王维最近一段时间，据说呢是正在处于一个非常艰难的时刻。
Yes, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to lose weight.
Oh no!
剪的这个声音都不一样了，感觉都闷了很多呀。最近一段时间，在你的这个 on a diet 的这个单子上面，最不能看到的那几样东西是什么？跟我们分享一下。
我觉得第一个那肯定就是泡芙了 ，puff。
What do you mean, puff?
泡芙
Puff, like a kind of bread, but it's stuffed with cream or ice cream.
Yeah, you mean a cream puff.
Yeah, cream puff.
Yeah, those are really, really good, actually.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
but the stuff must be a mix of cream and ice cream,、mm-hmm. like the icy taste of it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, kind of like mochi, right?
What is the mochi?
Mochi is like a Japanese dessert. I think you can get it at 7-Eleven, actually. And it's kind of like a rice cake with ice cream inside.
那是糯米团 spelled as M-O-C-H-I,、
mm-hmm.
有点不太一样。这个、
okay.
Cream puff 更泡一些，而且里面可以有很多的那种、浓一点的、比较发胖一点的填充物。
Mm, yes.、
这 puff 你肯定这是第一点，首先是排除掉的。What about something else?
Another thing you just talked about, I mean, a tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Yes. I had this really amazing tiramisu when I was really fat.
这已经开始要徜徉一下曾经吃过的好吃的甜点呢。
好，你们刚才跟这儿聊的时候，我已经那是口水直流了。
就是我跟听众朋友们讲一下，这个聊今天这期话题对于我来说很痛苦，因为这中午的饭点儿聊这么美食呢，是一种煎熬，是一种折磨。但是对于 Dimitri 来说呢 ，that's even worse。这又是一个不能吃饭的人、
yes.
又是一个正在节食的人，
理解万岁。
所以呢希望大家发来更多你喜欢吃的甜点来刺激一下我们的 Dimitri。
一会儿你听不到我声音的时候那一定就是我饿晕过去了。
好，三个大写字母是 ATW 加上短信内容发到10669191985。好不容易直播间来了这么多男人，送一首歌给你们， Christina Aguilera Candyman。
2001年我去美国攻读新闻和大众传播
学，我的音乐教育硕士
学汇集成册，出版了时尚音乐，
还举办过两次古筝个人独奏音乐会，
是轻松咖啡馆的主持人 Lucy，
我是刘燕 The Beijing Hour 主持人。
发送邮件到 CRIEZFM@CRI.com.cn， 说说你的留学故事，赢取每周五加拿大航空公司送出的精彩纪念品，还有机会竞逐北京到加拿大任意直航城市的免费往返机票。
All right, welcome back to ATW 摩天轮 on CRS Easy FM。 本周呢是亚杰的独轮秀，但是呢请来优质备胎呀 John from China Drive， 另外呢我们今天直播间又多了一位，也是 China Drive 的，现在也是新生力量啊 Dimitri。 这两位呢今天要和我们一起来聊一聊关于西方的甜点。
Now that we're talking about his English name, 亚杰, what is your English name?
It's Y-A-J-I-E.
That's not English.
That's my English name.
Oh, okay.
这个看看大家的短信哈，0050说想知道呢抹茶蛋糕和抹茶慕斯之类的应该怎么说呢？这个、
抹茶 ，What is 抹茶
？Something like green tea, right?
Yeah, something like green tea, and it's spelled like M O C C H A or M O C H A 抹茶。
抹茶。
Yeah, never heard of it.No.
抹茶
抹茶
it's not mocha. It's not 抹茶
不是不是
Of course it's not
抹茶 抹、
no.
抹就是抹布的抹，茶就是茶叶的茶，抹茶
Sounds not very tasty.
I would just call it a green tea cake and green tea mousse.
Mousse spelled as M-O-U-S-S-E Double S-E、mm. 现在 mousse不仅是甜点，另外最重要的是对很多女孩子比较熟悉的是一种化妆品啊，慕斯的粉底、
what?
Like these liquid、
uh-huh.
liquid foundation、
okay.
which is mousse quality.
That's weird. I've never heard that before. I think that might be a Chinese thing.
不仅如此，就是很多女孩现在还比较熟悉是这种 How do you say the word? S-H-E-R-B-E-T?
Sherbet
雪趴或者雪巴，这也是一种甜点、嗯、但是现在这也可以变成是一种化妆品。
I think that might only be in Chinese. At least, I mean, obviously I'm a man, so I don't know too much about this stuff, but I've never heard of cosmetics, at least in the States, that are called sherbet or mousse.
It's been there for quite a long time. Dimitri, 有没有听说过？
No, I haven't heard of it. So it's like girls nowadays.
也是证明你也是一个 man. 我觉得它可能是按照它的质地来命名的。Probably it's named after its texture.
Yeah, I imagine so.
所以这个一个是慕斯的粉底，还有这种雪趴的什么妆前底霜。
And so I have to say, now that we're talking about mousse, and so I feel like in some ways we've gotten off the topic of holiday desserts.
Too cosmetic.
But it's important to remember that everything that we've talked about today is a dessert for the most part. Mm. And when it's holidays, you can eat whatever you want, all right? So I just wanted to say that.
接下来呢，想听 Dimitri 来聊一聊 What else on your list? 这是在你最近节食减肥的这个单子上面呢，最不能看到的另外一样甜点是什么？
Does it have to be like Western holiday dessert, or I can say whatever I want?
Preferably.
I don't think I can figure out any. But I can think of one of these Chinese traditional
okay, go ahead.
Dessert. It's like crispy durian cake.
Crispy durian cake.
Durian 是榴莲。
Yes.
榴莲蛋糕，而且还是脆的榴莲蛋糕。
But wouldn't it smell bad? Because durian smells kind of bad, doesn't it?
Smells terrible.
Yeah.
But I like durian. You don't like the smell?
Honestly, I've never had durian. I've never been around it. I just heard people talk about
You've never tried it before?
Never, yeah.
You should try that.
And special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after you try the fruit, and then you can try the crispy durian cake. It tastes really good. Especially the crispy outside. And then you can feel the warm and the soft inside fruit of it.
Do you know how to make it?
No, I don't know.
Durian.
I don't know how to eat it.
I think once I tried a durian-flavored ice cream. 这个味道有一点点像加了奶油的大蒜。Like creamed garlic.
Creamed garlic?
I have to say, yes.
That's kind of weird. That doesn't sound like a dessert at all.
是反正挺特别的。说到这儿呢，想起来昨天我收到一个小小的圣诞礼包。I received a little Christmas package yesterday, which contains a lot of candies. One of them is candy cane.
Candy cane, yeah.
拐棍糖，拐杖糖。
Yeah, and so candy canes are really great. When I was a kid, I used to love them, but nowadays I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever. But yeah, it's just basically like a stick of sweet peppermint.
Mm. And another thing is truffle, spelled as T-R-U-F-F-L-E-S.
Truffles are, if they're done right, they can be really amazing. But the problem with truffles is that sometimes you don't know what's inside. And so maybe, you know, you're not a fan of, I don't know, peanuts or something else. And you take a bite and you're like, ugh, that's peanuts.
Mm.
But usually truffles are really, really amazing, just because of the quality of the chocolate.
Dimitri, 你知道 truffles 翻译成中文叫什么吗?
I don't know.
这叫什么松露巧克力。
I think.
这松露
也
觉得很奇怪。后来查了一下字典，发现它跟松露啊没有任何的
关
系，只是说那个样子似乎长得比较像松露。松是松树的松，露是露水的露，松露巧克力。
Truffle in English can also be a kind of mushroom. And so it's just kind of interesting, like the different images.
Oh, mushroom.
The different images you get in your head from different languages, right? And so like in English, you say truffle. Well, it could be, you know, a chocolate candy, or it could be a mushroom.
那这么说来，应该就是那种样子的蘑菇。Mushrooms, 或者是那种样子的 fungus, 这叫 truffles.
Yeah.
这边2064说以前呢在德国吃过一种甜品，是德国的阿姨在家做的，好像蛋奶的布丁加上黄桃，凉凉的还不会腻，忘记叫什么了，非常的好吃。So this is a German dessert, homemade German dessert.这是 pudding 加上黄桃，口味应该听起来非常的不错。
What is 黄桃？
Like a yellow peaches?
Oh.
好吧，大家可以和我们分享一下你美妙的吃甜品的体验。
I'm so hungry.
三个大写字母 ATW 加上短信内容发送到10669191985。Here's Rumor, Aretha.
Walking to school.'Cause I know that I'll never have the right shoes. Mama, she'd notice, but she's always crying. I got no one to confide in. Aretha, nobody but you. And Mama, she'd notice, but she's always fightingSomething in her mind, and it sounds like breaking glass. I tell Aretha in the morning, high on my headphones and walking to school. I got the blues in springtime.'Cause I know that I'll never have the right shoes. You got the words, baby, you got the words. You got the words, baby, you got the words. Oh, Aretha, Aretha.They just don't understand me, and I think the place is cruel. Child, singer, raise your voice. Stand up on your own. Go out there and strike out. I tell Aretha have the right shoes, but I got the words.
来自 Rumor 的一首 Aretha。 You're listening to ATW 摩天轮 on CRS Easy FM。 今天直播间除了亚杰以外呢，还有我们 China Drive 的两位同仁 John 胡子哥以及Dimitri。 这听起来跟四个人似的，不过有朋友觉得这种气氛特别的好。看看这条短信是0994，说今天直播间来了很多人，非常的热闹，挺好的，希望以后能够多一些这样的机会，我们可以把两档节目考虑合二为一，这样就所有的主持人都融到一起了。这边呢有朋友0464，我要特别谢谢这位朋友，就是我们之前聊的这个 Dimitri， 现在最不敢听到的这个字眼呢就是 Crispy Durian Cake，对不对？
Yes.
我们忘了它的中文应该翻译成什么，这0464的朋友提醒说呢，应该翻成是榴莲酥，
没错，
对吧？
榴莲酥，
这这样你也学着点，这叫榴莲酥。 Crispy、
What?
Durian Cake.
You caught me off guard there for a second.
我就知道看到你的这个思绪都已经不在这儿了，这已经想着要好吃的那些甜点了。这边还想问一下这个榴莲这个词应该怎么拼写啊，我们再给这朋友拼一下 D-U-R-I-A-N Durian。 嗯，
yeah.
说吃榴莲容易被留恋，这也是玩的同音但是不同字的游戏。
嗯，
这边1171说亚杰小爱强好，老婆饼是咱们中国的甜点，推荐给你俩哈。你什么意思1171的朋友？
老婆饼What is that?
老婆你知道是什么吗？
Well, it's wife.
对，老婆饼。
So it's a...
It's a wife cake.
It's a wife cake. What is... But that could also mean like crazy wife, couldn't it?
Crazy... 没有，这朋友也是想问一下老婆饼翻译成这个 wife pie 合不合适。
Wife pie?、嗯、what in the world is wife pie?
反正西方也没有这种很中国特色的甜点，你就翻译成 wife pie 好了。9721的朋友说才听节目，说有提到蛋挞吗？请问这个应该怎么讲？
I always forget what the English is gonna is. It's an egg tart, I believe.
T A R T.
Yeah, T A R T. It's an egg tart.、嗯、they're really delicious. I have to say.、even though I mean, like you can go to a lot of different places these days,、and even though like they might be a little cheap and the quality might be a little low, they're、嗯、still really, really good, really good to eat.
太好了，大家有什么样这种关于西方甜点的，你碰到的这些单词的问题呢？咱们都可以一起来聊一聊。三个大写字母是 A T W 加上短信内容，发送到10669191985。说到这种 German dessert。刚才有一个朋友不是说在德国的阿姨家亲手给他做的这种黄桃加的布丁、嗯、That reminded me of a typical German dessert, which is called Marzipan.
Marzipan is wonderful.
你也听说过哈。
And it's not just Germany, but it's also like the kind of the German culture countries, like Austria and Switzerland.、
哦、说德语的国家都知道这个地道的甜点。
Yes, a marzipan. And so it's basically like almond paste or even maybe almond butter. And it's really kind of cool what they do with this because they can make all sorts of different shapes and they can even make little towns and stuff like that made from this stuff.
嗯，我们当时是在德国的一个北部城市叫 Lübeck. 当时它有一个小的专卖店呢，可以看到各式各样的这个 marzipan， 姑且把它翻译成叫杏仁甜点、
嗯、
because almond is 杏仁，对不对？这个说到比较怪异一点的甜点呢，我还想到有一个就是 laces candy。
laces candy?
What is laces candy?
Oh, you mean like it looks like shoestrings, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
Or like noodles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
细长条跟鞋带啊、
oh, yeah.
或者是跟面条一样的，然后口味比较的奇怪。The one that I tried is licorice.
That's okay.
甘草味的这种细长条的糖，这是口感真的跟吃塑料没什么两样的。So weird. Do you like it?
I don't like black licorice, actually. It's,、mm. You know, like there are some kinds of liquor.
Yeah,
liquor that has that, like Jägermeister and Sambuca.
It's like you're eating medicine.
Yeah, I really don't like it, actually. But the thing is, in the States, we have something called, called Twizzlers.
Twizzlers?
Yeah, Twizzlers are... You can get ones that are black licorice and ones that are red licorice. And the red licorice ones taste kind of like cherries or strawberries.、Mm-hmm. And you can get... They have two different kinds of those, even. They have just the regular ones. It looks kind of like a... Almost like a long straw.、
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a different kind where you can actually just pull apart the pieces and make it into different strings.
Ah, 这也是挺怪异的。Dimitri 有没有吃过比较特别一点的甜点？ 这是又得从你思绪当中呢深刻的去挖掘一下。
I've been trying really hard to forget all about that.
I know. Trying to get hypnotized. I'm not thinking of any dessert right now. 好吧，大家可以想一想，总结一下，曾经吃过的让你印象极其深刻的甜点，或者说呢，你对于哪些西方的甜食当中的一些食材啊比较感兴趣，这中文怎么翻译，我们都可以一起来聊一聊。三个大写字母是 ATW 加上短信内容发送到10669191985，也可以登录我们的论坛。www.crieasyfm.com
is CRI Easy FM.
您现在收听的是中国国际广播电台轻松调频
Easy FM.
I thought I'd seen you around before. I guess I'd liked you, but I wasn't sure. You were only 16 years, and yet you took away all of my fears. I held your hand and then I I was the one and only one for you. We were married at 21, expecting any day our firstborn son. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that sugar and spice, everything was so nice. Now it's all come undone, as its course just been run. We bought a flat in Golders Green, a second-hand fridge and a washing machine. You found a job in Marks and Spencer's, filling your shelves, sure it was pretty senseless. But every day at 5:30, I'll be waiting at the station for you to arrive. I take your hand and walk you home, and if it rained we shelter in the hippodrome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, and there's sugar and spice, everything was so nice. Now it's just not the same, it's bitterness and pain. Ooh, it's over my head, and far too much has been said. Tell me what has become, weren't you my number one?
From Madness, Sugar and Spice, you're listening to ATW 摩天轮。今天的独轮秀呢，突然之间又传承了我们的三轮秀。除了雅洁以外呢，我们还有 China Drive 的两位同事 John and Dimitri。这有朋友把你们两个都当成是老外了，其实其中一个是伪老外，另一个是伪中国人。看看这边5865的朋友说 ，My favorite Chinese dessert is rolling donkey。驴打滚的翻译刚才说给我们的 John 听，他是一脸的迷惑呀。
What? I have no idea what that is.
It's made of, let's say, steamed glutinous rice or sticky rice.
粽子
wrapped with bean flour.
Bean flour?
黄豆粉上面撒了那么一层，你吃一次就知道了。
So, but it's not 粽子。
当然不是了。Wrapped with bamboo leaves, that is 粽子。
Oh.
那要裹叶子的嘛，对不对？
Because in English, if you say glutinous rice cake, I mean, I automatically assume that's 粽
子。还有汤圆也是 glutinous rice.
Yeah, I know, it's so confusing.
5262说 How about some cheesecake?
Cheesecake?
I love it so much.女朋友喜欢吃奶酪蛋糕。
Cheesecake is awesome, actually. And the great thing about cheesecake, in fact, is that you don't need to bake it. All you need is a pie pan, some graham crackers, and cream cheese and some other ingredients, and then you just whip it all together and stick it in the refrigerator.
还算比较简易，好上手。但是我听说如果 cheesecake 烤得不到位的话呢，这个似乎会有一点发苦。这需要掌握火候了。0050说想问一下这个丹麦华夫饼应该怎么说
？Waffles,
Belgium waffles.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like usually here in China, like if you go to the grocery store,、the brand it says Denmark waffles.、Whereas back in the States, we usually say Belgian waffles. And so who knows? I mean, who knows where they're really from?、But the point is that they're really good.
比利时的华夫饼比较的出名儿。Speaking of which, I remember that I encountered a Belgian waffle maker in Canada.就是在街头也是偶遇一个做华夫饼的比利时人。He is originally from Belgium.、
Oh, okay.
He's making Belgian waffles.
I was about to ask you if you meant、the person or the machine.
The person and the machine, of course. He made this wonderful Belgian waffles. 而且呢，这人他以前是一个雕塑家。Like he is an artist. He used to be an artist for wooden sculpture. And then because of the financial crisis, he switched to plan B, selling waffles along the street.
Oh, wow.
但是这个人生性又特别的豁达，很开朗，很乐观。这不仅在街头卖华夫饼，跟来自世界各地的人交流，更重要的是呢，他也把这些啊各个国家的文化都通过一个小黑板展现出来。He has this little blackboard, which he invites.All these customers writing down bon appetit in their own language.
Well, that's cool.
In, let's say, in Spanish, in German, in Thai, in Korean, in even in Hebrew. 用不同的语言呢写下好吃，用他们自己的话来写好吃两个字儿。所以呢，也是自己一种和这个顾客呀和各个地方的朋友交流的他一种独到的方式。这个人给我留下特别深的印象。
So do you remember how to say bon appetit in Hebrew?
I shall look at the blackboard. 这边呢还有朋友提到了关于这个比较特别一点的甜点和甜食。Dimitri, 你也可以再好好想一想，一会儿呢还得考你这个问题。
我刚才还真想起来一个。
想起来一个。
原来好像记得有一个叫巴菲杯。
Okay.
Parfait glass.
Oh yeah, parfait is really good.
Parfait.
Yeah, parfait is good. It's sort of, I think it's sort of like tiramisu.
In some
soaked
ways.
Soaked bread with chocolate and
usually, coffee. Yeah, usually like when we think of parfait, we think of like strawberry parfait or some kind of parfait with fruit.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of like a yogurt whipped cream with, again, with some cake and then some fruit. It's really good.
It's really delicious.
巴菲杯啊
Yes.
老让我想起来了这个著名的首富。但是你这个 parfait 应该怎么拼呢
Parfait, I think, is parfait and is P-A-R-F.A-I-T.
Exactly.
Parfait, 也是
It's perfect in French, right?
I don't know.
很多的词儿应该都算是从法语当中过来的吧、
yes.
这个 parfait 应该也不例外因为它这个结尾的 T 也是不发音的哈、
yes.
P-A-R-F-A-I-T 巴菲杯是像
You can say parfait glass, right?
No, we usually just call it parfait
Parfait
But it、
okay.
comes, it usually comes in a glass Yeah,
okay、
好那这些挺怪异的挺有意思的西方甜点当中的词呢咱们也可以来一起聊一聊欢迎大家呢发送短信三个大写字母 ATW 加上内容发到10669191985 Stands the way you feel it Trapped beneath the clouds and rain There ain't nothing left for you to believe in So when it's hard to seeSometimes, well, I will pray. 听到的是 Brooke White 带来的这一首 Change. You're listening to ATW 摩天轮 with 亚杰 John and Dimitri. 我们今天三个人呢陪大家聊一聊西方的甜点。3266说为什么要给圣诞老人留 chocolate chip cookies?、
Mm. It doesn't matter.It can be any kind of cookie. The whole point is that you're supposed to leave him cookies and milk because he's been on this long journey from the North Pole. And so he needs to take a break every once in a while and get some sustenance.
圣诞老人呢一路奔波呀长途跋涉太辛苦了要这个到家里来歇歇脚你得有点东西招待他所以要给他留一些饼干和牛奶。
Well, sometimes also, it really depends, upon the family, actually. Sometimes families will leave maybe some potato chips and beer for Santa.
Okay. 也不错了。他说呢我想起加拿大的冰葡萄酒也算是甜点了。Ice wine.
It's a kind of, we would call it a dessert wine.、
Mm.
And so it's a wine that maybe you would eat, or excuse me, drink with dessert. It's, so it's not necessarily dessert itself, but it is a kind of dessert wine.
But I thought it's sweet already.
Yes, exactly.
So sweet wine together with sweet dessert.
That
was 猴上加猴嘛。没事。说到甜点呢这边有一个小的 quote 和大家分享一下哈。Here's another quote by an unknown author. 他是这么说的。I don't drown my sorrows. I suffocate them with chocolate. Dimitri, 你可以用一下这句话吗
Yes.Use it every day if I could.
我们刚才还说呢，今天很后悔把 Dimitri 请过来，否则他这节食健身计划前功尽弃啊。
I was just thinking that must be some pretty happy suffering to be drowned in chocolate.
I know that's like happiness condensed.
That reminds me. Have you guys seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Reminds me of that scene where the really really fat kid Augustus.I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he falls into the chocolate river.
Yeah.
And when I saw that movie when I was a kid, I was so jealous of him because、mm-hmm. I want to swim in a chocolate river. Wouldn't that be awesome?
如果能那样淹死在这样一条巧克力做成的河流当中呢也是人生的一大幸事了哈。
Yes, it was my dream.
哎，这 Dimitri 好好的可以梦想一下。那么说到比较怪异的甜点呢我这儿有一个 saltwater taffy.
Saltwater taffy. It's really good.
叫盐水太妃糖。这 Dimitri 有没有听说过
Never heard of it.
这吃起来似乎又不太甜来又不太咸。
Mm. It's a little hard to eat, actually.Because when you eat it, it really just kind of sticks to your teeth.And so maybe you've taken a big bite and you've been able to chew and swallow most of it. But then like in the back of your teeth, it'll just kind of stick there and you got to use your tongue to get it out.
哎呦，比较的粘牙，但是口感还不错，不算太腻。一次呢，如果不控制的话，能吃这么十几二十个。
Salty taste with sweet taste.
Yes.
Is it going to be
又甜又咸？
Kind of weird?
So
yeah, it's not really that salty, I would say, but it is. They use salt water to make it.
Uh-huh.
Usually, you'll find it at least in the states. Usually, you'll find it along the coastal cities, like cities that have beaches and stuff like that. Maybe they'll have.A little shop that makes saltwater taffy.
靠近海岸线的这些城市里面，你可以买到盐水太妃糖。
Since they accidentally put salt water into it.
Maybe. 所以这个太妃说的是 taffy, T-A-F-F-Y, 也是咱们比较熟悉的这个太妃糖。现在大家就可以注意了，在英文当中对应的是这个词儿。还有一个歌曲之前再和大家分享一下，就是 macaroon.
Macaroons. Oh yeah, macaroons are really good. Made from coconut.
这 Dimitri 应该见过在很多比较奢侈高档一点的这个商场里头呢卖的五颜六色的那种叫蛋白杏仁饼干就是 macaroon 这一会儿给你展示一下图片哈、
okay.
大家有吃过 macaroon 的朋友呢也可以和我们分享一下三个大写字母 ATW 加上你对西方甜点啊你比较好奇的这些内容欢迎发送问题发到1066-9191-985
For a long time run onTime. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Good God Almighty will cut you down.
heart's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. Put one hand upon my head. Thank God. Midnight rider, the camel of the rambler, a backbiter. Tell him Lord Almighty's gonna cut him down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Well, you may run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Good God Almighty will cut you down. Church just to signify, or trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. One of these days, mark my words, you think your brother's gone to work. You sneak up and knock on his door. Look out, brother, you knock no more. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on. God Almighty will cut you down. My God Almighty will cut you down. Tell that long tongue liar, tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Tell him God Almighty will cut him down. Good God Almighty will cut him down. My God Almighty will cut him down.
That was Tom Jones, Run On. You're listening to ATW 摩天轮。再来送一句话给我们的 Dimitri 啊，关于节食这件事情。Vegetables are a must on the diet.
Yes.
Okay. So I suggest that you can eat some, let's say, carrot cakes, zucchini bread.
Oh, really good.
Zucchini.
And zucchini bread.
And pumpkin pies.哎，吃蔬菜呢，对于节食啊、减肥啊很有必要。所以呢，你可以吃一些 carrot cakes, zucchini breads, and pumpkin pies. What is zucchini breads, John?
Zucchini, it's a kind of squash. I know that you have it here in China. At least I know that you have squash here in China.
南瓜
Is that what it is?
也不太是吧。它只是说是夏季产的南瓜当中的一种吧，反正是一种瓜类。
Yeah, so it's very similar to a squash, except that it's usually green. And zucchini bread, it's really, really good. And so is banana bread. Banana bread is amazing as well.
Okay, 所以呢，既然吃蔬菜对你来说很重要，就记得吃这些蔬菜口味的甜点就对了。
Sure, thank you, 亚姐。
这边呢，看看其他的短信，4187说丹麦的曲奇非常好吃，这曲奇也是 cookie 吧，对不对？
Yeah,
翻译成 cookie。他说呢，我喜欢单纯的甜的甜点，带糖粒儿的尤其喜欢，不太喜欢吃有奶油的，所以上面撒的这些甜粒儿呢，这个糖豆呢，咱们之前说应该叫 sprinkles 撒的那些、
yeah.
哎，他说呢，按他的喜好有没有可以推荐的外国甜点呢？这个又喜欢单纯带甜的，又喜欢带糖粒儿的，又不太喜欢带奶油的，那你就买一个奶油蛋糕，把上面的这个奶油给它刮掉，再撒一些糖粒儿就好了。这个刚才说到 macaroon 就是蛋白杏仁饼干。
Really good.
给我们推荐一下吧 ，John. Can you eat some very genuine macaroon in Beijing?
I don't know.I've never had one in Beijing.
这个没有尝试过哈。
Yeah.
刚才 Dimitri 在休息的时候说到有一个叫舒芙蕾，对不对？
对 ，souffle. Is it souffle or souffle?
Souffle.
Souffle.
Souffle. It's kind of French dessert.
Oh yeah. I heard of it a lot, but I never tried that before. I never seen one before.
From what I understand, they're a little bit difficult to make. Like I think my mom tried to make them a couple of years ago, and for whatever reason, it wasn't successful.
Spelled as, 为大家拼写一下啊 ，souffle.
Two F's, I believe.
Yeah, double F.
Double F.
Double F.
Double F,
okay.
Yes.
但是翻译的名字听起来总是让我想到这个香皂哈，对不对？舒芙蕾哈，
舒芙蕾，
对，舒芙蕾，哎，这个翻译更好一些。
Yes，
还有一款是叫 Snow Maroon，
the
word spelled is M E R I N G U E。I don't know if I'm saying this correctly.
G U E，
yes，
G-U-E. Oh, meringue.
Meringue.
Mm. Yeah, and meringue is basically, it's just you take, you, when you open up an egg, you know, there's two parts. There's the, there's the egg yolk, which is yellow, and then there's the egg white, which is white. And so what you do is you separate the egg yolk and the egg white, and then you, you whip the egg whites. Like you just, keep stirring. It takes like maybe 10 minutes to get. Mm. But after a while, it'll start to get a little foamy.And it'll become thicker and thicker and thicker. And that's basically meringue.
哦，原来是用蛋白不断搅啊搅啊搅啊搅，当它变成泡沫之后呢，再等那么一小会儿，哎，它就变成了比较浓稠一点的东西。可能那个就是 meringue， 对不对？叫
meringue。
meringue， 这词还真难读哈，叫蛋白酥皮，这个可以尝试一下。哎呀，关于甜点想说的太多了，但是为了 Dimitri 的健康着想呢，我们就不再继续这个话题了。
Thank you
好，也非常感谢大家参与今天的话题。这平时的时候再吃甜点就可以注意一下我们今天聊到的这些，什么苏芙蕾呀，还有这个叫 macaroon 啊，还有什么crispy durian
cakes
榴莲酥啊、
yeah.
都可以仔细的留意一下，看看它的英文翻译对应过来的中文都是哪些词儿，有些还挺好玩的。好吧，感谢大家的收听啊！另外还要感谢我们的 John 和 Dimitri， Thank you very much for being here.
No problem.
Thank you.
Alright, we're gonna see you next time. Take care.